We're going to learn the very first piece of the Mehashi Loach and Parshas Truma. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar. V'yikhu li Truma. So he says that Zeh Shehakosov Omer, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Koy, Omer Hashem, Beirei Hashemayim, Hu Elokim, Yaitzer Aretz Vaisa, Hu Chaynena, Loisa Hu Vira'a, L'Shevis Yitzara, Ani Hashem, Ve'enoid. So this Pasuk, which is really a Pasuk of encouragement to the Jewish people, the Pasuk before reads famously, Yisrael Noishah B'Hashem Teshuas Olamim, about the wherewithal, the ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save mankind, to help Klal Yisrael. Loisohu v'ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the world empty of people. He doesn't want people to be destroyed. He doesn't want them punished forever in their sin and destroyed. L'shevis yitzara. He wants people to populate earth. He wants people to thrive, not just survive. So, this pasuk is a pasuk that is telling us what the message of V'yikhu li Truma really is. How important it is to understand what the devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of V'yikhu li Truma is all about. V'yikhu li Truma is all about devotion to the Ribbono Shel Olam, devotion even of our material possessions. And that pasuk, Lo Yisayhu V'ra'a, he's going to explain, means the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want us. Not only does he not want us to be absent from this earth and for earth to be empty and desolate. Laisohu means he wants us to not feel a sense of desperation. He doesn't want us to feel that we are bewildered, overwhelmed by it being impossible to do the Ritzayin Hashem. Let's see the peace inside. Lehiyos. When we heard the Aseres HaDibrais, we said, this isn't too difficult. Keep Shabbos. Be mekabed kivud avim. Not to take Hashem's name falsely. But it doesn't cost us much. Even leisignayv in the Aseres HaDibrais, doesn't even mean not to steal. It means not to commit kidnapping. So, it doesn't seem to involve much material sacrifice. So it was not kel b'aneim l'kaimim, ma'acha shehamitzvah salolu, tluyim b'maisa ha'adam. We just have to do the right thing. We have to do the right thing by our parents. We have to do the right thing by resting on Shabbos. Ach achakach. But then, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to teach us Mishpatim, Kasha Nemar Lehem, Parshas Mishpatim, Hainu, Shevetzoyin Hashem Yisbarach Hu, Sheyispashet Kedusha Soi, Va'avedosoi, B'libos Yisrael, where Mishpatim teaches us that everything that we own, all of our possessions, have to be used carefully and only in the correct manner. And that if Chas V'Shalom, something causes damage and it belongs to us, we are held responsible. And the reason we're held responsible is because that means that something imperfect about us extended itself into our possessions. Ad sheyispashet gam al kinyonim hashayachim la'adam, shelo yuchlu la'as es dover shelo kados. The expectation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is that we will own possessions, and those possessions will do no harm. That's how far it can go. That a person's ox will not gore. Because if a person is so attached to the Ribbono Shel Olam and so careful in all issues of Ben Adam L'Makim and Ben Adam L'Chaveray, then that kind of a michshel will not happen through his possessions. The Gemara that he quoted in Mishpatim tells us about the animals belonging to Chanina ben Doisa. The animal would not eat food that wasn't its master's. It had to belong to his master, or else the animal won't be nehene from Geneva. Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey won't eat if it wasn't tithed. If you didn't take Truma or Maisers, the animal wasn't eating. Not that the animal understood what's Truma or Maiser, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is so careful, because he is so careful. Because when the tzaddik is so mindful of serving the Rebbeinu Shel Olam with all his being and with all of his possessions also are in line with what needs to happen or not happen. So when in Parshas Mishpatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says how much responsibility we have, and that responsibility goes so far as to even require of us, as a goal at least, we should have a goal in mind, that our possessions, what we own, should never be used and should never even accidentally come to be used or cause something that isn't correct. Commission is Bayer for Parshas Mishpatim, as was explained last week. The hearts of Am Yisrael crying out, how can we become so pure of heart that everything we own is so aligned with the will of the Rebbeinu Shalom that an accident doesn't happen? My ox doesn't eat somebody else's food, doesn't gore somebody else's ox. When I'm burning off some of the thorns or thistles on my field, the fire doesn't spread. How can it be that I should reach such a level of alignment of my will with the will of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and such purity of heart that even my possessions are spared from being involved in anything unbecoming? The Eitza for taking your entire life, including the things you own, and devoting them to Hashem, such that they will all be free of even accidental harm, that you won't in any way contravene the Ritzayin HaBayre, that begins with the devotion to build the Mishkan. V'yikhuli truma. Devote yourself to me. And it says, Zav, Kesef, and Nechayshis, V'isa B'zayir HaKadosh, Shehu Neged HaYisaydois Hanim Tzayim Ba'adam. Zav, Kesef, and Nechayshis are part of what we call human character traits. Gvura, chesed. Take your strength of character. Take your kindness of heart. Devote your good midos, all of them, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Spend time thinking about being introspective and recognizing how much of what's good about you, how much of your personality can and should be used to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Give over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything. Everything you have. Every good midah. Every good character trait. Give it over to Hashem. That He should be the one to have mastery over every aspect of my life, including those character traits, good traits that I have developed. I want them all to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I want them all to be as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to be. U'memela yiyu kol kinyanav tovim. That way, everything you own will similarly be good, and no harm and no evil will come from them. V'leyagiyah mehem shum hezek. So that the idea now is that the Parshias Yisroi Mishpatim Truma, Yisroi comes to teach us the Torah, the Luchai Sabris, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to serve Him. And at first glance we say, okay, it's not such a daunting challenge. Mishpatim now says, wait a minute, even the things you possess should be so pure, because you are so pure, you're supposed to become so well attuned and aligned with the Ritzayin HaBayri that even your belongings don't accidentally cause harm. And how can you begin to reach that kind of perfection? Truma. Devote yourselves to Hashem. And that's why this parsha comes as it does after Mishpatim. Ukeinyan hazeh nisparish b'zoyer HaKadosh, the pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrei Adam lo yachshev Hashem lo oven. Interesting pasuk. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't reckon with what you do as a chet. Ve'ein beruchai remia. There is absolutely no dishonesty, no rebelliousness in the spirit of this person. V'hu, kishein haruach chayim shalai noite l'shum tzad rak l'ritzayin Hashem Yisbarach. So, what he's saying is the pshat in this pasuk, as follows. If you give over everything to the Rebbeinu Shlalom and say, I have no will of my own, so everything I have and everything I am and all my character traits and all my intimations of the heart and all my interests are only that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to be. I will align myself and give myself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything, including my very thought or my every thought, will be, how is it that Hashem wants it to be? What is the will of the Rebbeinu Shlalom? At that point, you can say, Lo Yachshav Hashem Loi Oven. You've given over your thoughts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've given over your heart and soul to the Rebbeinu Shlalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to cause you to have a thought that directs you towards sin. So the Ishbitz is saying, the Pshat in that Pasuk, and what the Zohar HaKadosh is saying about that Pasuk, is that if a person is so devoted to the Rebbeinu Shlalom, then he has nothing, not to his left or to his right, but only the Ritzayin Hashem Yisborch. If a person says, Eich efshel lezachech libei kalkach, who can be so pure of heart? Al zeh nemar lo yisayhu b'ra'o. Going back to the Pasuk in Yeshayah with which he began, lo yisayhu b'ra'o, meaning, hainu, shein Hashem Yisborch chafetz shelibei shel Adam yifchad. Don't be scared. Don't be bewildered by this idea, I have to be the Rebbeinu Shlalom. I have to give myself totally up to Him. Can I do it? Can it work? To which the answer is, Lo yisayhu v'ra'o. The Rebbeinu Shlalom doesn't want you to be sayhu here, not desolate, but don't be in a state of bewilderment. Don't be in a state of disbelief. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to live in fear and trepidation, that you're always going to do the wrong thing, that you're always going to be subject to many, many possible sins at all times, and that they could happen without you even knowing, without you even wanting them to happen, because you're responsible for what happens with your possessions. No. If you give yourself over to the Rebbeinu Shlalom, it's possible that a person is on the right path and that his possessions also have something that just somehow protects them. There's a quality that inheres in the material possessions of a person. They too will be aligned with what the Rebbeinu Shlalom wants, and no bad things will happen because of them. He says, and then that too is what the next pasuk states. Al zeh namar leisahu v'raha haynu shein Hashem Yisborach chafet shli b'shalodim yifchad v'zehu gam kain perish, and that's the next pasuk. Lo yamarti lezer Yaakov toihu vakshuni. He explains, Val zeh namar l'sheves yotzara shehiye la'adam yishuv hadas. I'm not interested, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, in you being worried, nervous, completely overwhelmed with the sense of, I can never serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. I didn't say that you're going to struggle with how to serve me and never fulfill properly the mitzvahs and never fulfill properly the Ritzayin HaBayrei, such that you should always feel let down, that you've let yourself down because you've let me down. No. Devote yourself to me. Devote yourself to me fully. And it'll work. It can work. Valzenemar l'shevis yitzara. Shevis yitzara, he says, means that you should have yishuv hadas. Meaning, you should feel a sense of contentment of spirit and a sense of calm. Sheyil adam yishuv hadas. L'shevis yitzara. Fascinating. He says, a person who wants to accomplish for the sake of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should not constantly suspect that he is no good or hasn't given enough of himself or isn't devoted purely or more correctly, hasn't sacrificed enough. Because Baruch Hu doesn't want sacrifice in the classic sense. And don't be constantly self-critical because I haven't sacrificed enough, I haven't given up enough. Just say whatever you want, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I will give you my heart, I'll give you my time, I'll give you my efforts, I'll seek to do your will, I'll seek therefore for my possessions to also be aligned with what is your will. Ani Hashem, the pasuk continues. Daver tzedek in pshat means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you do the right thing, you will receive your schar. Magid meisharim. So he explains that magid meisharim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told us mitzvahs. They are meisharim, which means they are able to guide us in paths that are yashar. And before even being magid meisharim, before guiding us in those paths, he was a daver tzedek, which means he said he's going to do the right thing by us. The Metzudas David, if I may read it to you. B'tchilo amarti hatzedek she'ese b'schar ha-mitzvahs. Ba'achar kach higadeti meisharim heim chukoysai v'sherosoi. Because first the Kodesh Baruch Hu says it's going to be good. Shekoyd matan Torah nemar lehem va'ata im shemaya tishmu v'isim risgulim mikol ha'amim. And then the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us, and these are the mitzvahs, and this is what I ask of you. But first the Kodesh Baruch Hu assures us it will be good. It's almost as if he's trying to say that those schools of Musar that would cause a person to be sadly, melancholy, sad, morose. That's not what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be bewildered, or worse, saddened by feeling inadequate. No, devote yourself. Vikuli truma, which means take your zahav, take your kesef and the chayshes, take the most beautiful parts of who and what you are, and say, I want them to be in the service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Things I care about them very strongly. I care about them because of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have a certain strength of character, I have strength of will. That's why I push myself to learn another Blat Gemara, to be there on time for davening. I have a sense of compassion, I'm a compassionate person. I am going to do chassadim for the sake of Am Yisrael, because if Hashem Yisbaruch loves Am Yisrael, I love Am Yisrael too. Take all of this good and devote it to do the Ritzayin HaBayrei. And when you do that, you're able to then reach that place where a Yid, where a Jewish person knows he's doing the right thing. That which he owns, his possessions, are dedicated for the right thing. And he need not fear. Laisayhu v'ra. He doesn't have to fear that the world, the Bria, is so overwhelmingly demanding of him that he can't reach and achieve what Kodesh Baruch Hu asks of him. A person should be able to have l'shevis yitzara, which is, as he said, yishuv hadas. Let's continue. Hainu, af she'Hashem Yisbarach chafetz she'yiyah ha'adam tzadik v'noki b'cholo enyonim v'yikayim kol ha'targi mitzvahs. Because Baruch Hu wants us to be righteous, to fulfill the mitzvahs. Im kol zeh nikra magid me'sharim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a magid me'sharim, meaning he speaks to us and teaches us and guides us onto the right paths. Hainu, b'yashris u'benidvus lev el ha'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with kindness and with direction, he speaks to us and asks us how to become Avdei Hashem and great human beings. V'noisen eitzos la'adam, and helps us and gives guidance to each person. She'yavei l'chol ha'divrei Torah b'nakel. And that's Truma. Yisrael, we came to Har Sinai and it sounded, not so hard. Mishpatim, we were told, you're so responsible for everything that happens, for every possible effect, even accident, that happens because of the things that you own. Because if something happens wrong with what you own, it's a reflection on you. Oh boy, that shook us up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, devotion, v'yikuli truma, devote yourself. If you really devote yourself to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, devote your koiches, devote your potentialities, your strengths, you devote them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, think about me and only about me and devote yourself to me, and everything will be fine. Loisohu v'ra, he's not expecting us to live in a state of panic or bewilderment, desperate because we're not good enough. No, not at all so. Shevis Yitzhar, he wants us to live with a sense of peace of mind. And the way to achieve that peace of mind is to know that if we dedicate ourselves and dedicate our good qualities and our energies to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we'll achieve what it is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam asks of us. If we could just add, perhaps, that's why the Pasuk says, V'shachanti b'seicham, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll be with each and every Jew. I'll be in you and with you. V'yikuli truma, you'll devote yourself to me, and I'll be by you. I'll be with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be shoychen his shechina in us. What could be more gladdening to the heart of a Yid than to know that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is with him, that the shechina is with him? So if we devote ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of that which a person can be concerned with when it comes to whether his possessions are going to be causing him loss and causing him the hurtful eventuality of negative effects because something will happen accidentally perhaps, but something will happen and it'll be charged against me. Don't worry. Just devote yourself calmly to the Rebbeinu. Let's skip the next short paragraph. And again, in discussion of devotion, we'll look at the third paragraph of the Me'ah Shelech on the Parsha. Again, V'yikuli Truma, Hu'al Pimasha Pirashnu B'Posik, Oira Chaim L'mayla Maskil, Hainu, Shezeh Ha'ikir V'Hareshis B'chol Dover. The first thing that you have to do, and that's why it's called L'mayla, meaning put HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. L'mayla Maskil. The Reishis Kol Dover is Litan Alibay She'erach Chayim L'mayla. Hainu She'Hashem Yisbarach Hu Noisen Chayim Uruchush L'chol Adam Hu L'mayla K'may Dover Amunuch L'mayla. Understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of all things, that he is, so to speak, the one responsible for all circumstances. And that's what the pasuk means when it says, "Eirachayim lemaila maskil." Lemaila lemaskil means that if a person uses his sechel toiv, if he's a maskil, we don't mean it the way the maskilim are called when they were, you know, intellectually inclined, but not religiously inclined. We used to call them maskilim. We mean the true maskil who uses his sechel and says, lamayla, the cause of everything, the holy circumstances that are presenting, are all presenting because Hashem wants them to. Everything is caused by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Place HaKadosh Baruch Hu uppermost and foremost in your mind at all times. Hainu Hashem Yisparach, Shehu Naisen Chaim Uruchush L'chol Adam. He gives us life. He gives us wherewithal, whatever we own. He is the one who has provided it. Hu L'mayla. He is above it all. It's all caused by Him. K'may Davar HaMunach L'mayla. Like something that covers and that contains underneath it and within it everything. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu as this tremendously overarching, all-encompassing, all-containing, all-knowing being, so that everything that I have and everything that I am is under His control and under His constant care. And that also means truma. Because what does truma mean? Remimus, lifting something up. Truma does not mean so much to take or separate. The root of the word is rum. Rum means height. Right? Remimus means exalted and highness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hainu Yisrael yikhu oisa yisbarach meraimim. Be meraimim HaKadosh Baruch Hu and put HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all circumstances, above, meaning in control of, and as the context of all things. Vereshis b'chol davar. Everything is caused by the Rabbeinu Shlal. See and feel His presence all the time. That's truma. Be meraimim, meaning lift HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just exalted in your words, praised by the way you daven, Kiddush Hashem, through the way you live. More than that, think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as this overarching context within which everything in your life is taking place. Picture, for instance, this great big sphere, and I'm living in the sphere. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the sphere. Huge, big sphere. And everything that's caused by the Master, who is the sphere, lives within this sphere and is protected by this sphere. Above us is the Ribbono Shel Olam. People wear a yarmulke for that reason, because it's meant to say that in all instances, at all times, in every way, we are living in the context of what Hashem has provided. He is the kippah. He's the big cover. The big kippah under which everything else occurs. He is the big cover causing everything beneath it to happen. That's truma. That's lifting Hashem. That's Eira Chaim, the way of life, which is Hashem's cause. Everything is caused by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'mayla l'maskil. The correct way of thinking about it is always to say, the overarching cause, the big cover under which everything is occurring, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the Reishis B'chol Davar. V'zed the Issa B'Gemara the Sanhedrin. Now he turns to a Gemara, a fascinating Gemara in Sanhedrin. Again, where the Gemara's point is that a really smart person recognizes that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the cause of all things, and that's how that Talmud Chacham lives, and that's how that Talmud Chacham is Mekayim Mitzvahs. But it's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara there says that on the Mishnah of Chelek, that there are three Malachim who have no Chelek in Elam Haba. Yeravam ben Nevat, Achav, and Menashe ben Chizkiah. So, Rav Ashi was up to this discussion, and he said, okay, to the Talmidim, he said, okay, tomorrow we'll talk about the three Malachim, our friends, our peers, our Chevra, meaning they were great men who did wrong and lost their Chelik in Elam Haba, but they are our Chevra. In other words, he put himself, as far as Torah is concerned and as far as possible greatness is concerned, he said that he and Menashe can, you know, go head to head. So Menashe came to him in a dream that night and said, excuse me, you think that you are just, you think that we are just like you and you are just like us? You think you're on our level in some way? And he says to him, Mehechen boi lemishrei hamoitzi. Where do you break bread? The middle of the loaf of bread, the edge of the loaf, the top, the bottom. And Rav Ashi says, I don't know. To which Menashe ben Chizki says, you don't even know how to make hamoitzi lechem min haaretz, where to break your piece of bread off and put it in your mouth. And you consider yourself to be on par, and you're a peer of ours? You think you're a peer of mine? Now the answer to the question is Mehechan, either the Karim, Rashi brings either the Karim or the Kadim Bishulai, meaning there where you have the beginnings of good crust, where you have a nice firm crust on the bread because it looks better, and or it's the first part to have begun to become fully cooked, to be properly baked. Ha'inyan hu kemayt isa b'meseches brachas. It says in the Meseches Brachas as follows. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, La'Hashem ha'aretzim lo'ya tevil v'yoshviva. Uksiv, the other Pasuk says, Va'aretz nasan livnei adam. So, if everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, then how can the other Pasuk say, Ha'aretz nasan livnei adam? So the Gemara says, Kan kodem bracha, kan la'acha bracha. The person makes a bracha and recognizes that it really all is Hashem yisbarach. Now he's allowed to say, and this is what Hashem has given me. Ki'inyan ha'bracha mo'ira shemakir sheyesh le'adayn, the whole point of making a bracha is to say everything comes from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I recognize that, then then you can say thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that you're able to recognize him, and that once you recognize him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and we'll share a piece of bread, that's all because the first step is L'Hashem Ha'aretzim Loya. First you say L'Hashem Ha'aretzim Loya. Then, if you have that thankfulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're able to say Baruch Ata Hashem, and then you're able to say V'Haretz Nosan Livni Adam. V'zeh Gam Kein Ha'Sha'ela. That was the question, the essence of the question of Mehechan Boy Lemishra Hamoitzi. The essence of Menashe ben Chizki's question to Rav Ashi, where do you break bread? Hainu, Hechan Hu Ha'akara, Bazeh HaKikar. Where in the loaf of bread can you see? Where in that bread? What in that bread helps you recognize Shehashem Yisbarach Hu Hanoisein? And then, Vatu Chaloymer Alav, Baruch Atu Hashem. The only way you can say Baruch Atu Hashem is if you have a full appreciation that LaHashem Aretzim Loya. In the bread, there is a spot that's able to remind you, you're not the one who baked the bread. You're not the one who made the bread by sowing the wheat, harvesting the wheat, grinding the wheat, bringing the flour and the water together, kneading the dough. Don't give yourself all that credit. Because there's something, there's a spot in the loaf of bread that reminds you of HaKadosh Baruch. Reminds you, L'Hashem Ha'aretzim Loya. Mehechan Dekodim Bishulai. That spot, which is there where the bread begins to bake best, where it starts to become firm and delicious and has a nice crust and a nice shine. Hainu. The person laid out the dough after kneading it, then he heated up the oven. He puts all the dough, the baker lines up the doughs and the little soon-to-be breads. They're all put in pans or on a pan, one next to the other, on the rack in the oven. There where it begins to bake first, you couldn't have known it, and it's not because of you. It's because of heat and other forces and factors you didn't know, couldn't predict, not in your control. Which is that which causes a person to start to think as he looks at the loaf, you know, it's not all my doing. Why is this spot so beautiful and well-baked and it starts to become edible? So that's a reminder of all of that which is Hashem is really doing it. So that's what Menashe was asking. Do you realize that the whole point of making a bracha is that you should recognize that everything you have comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is beneath the great, great Hashem Yisbarach above. Are you a Lamaila Lamaskil? Are you putting a Kodesh Baruch Hu there where you can appreciate and remember it's all caused by Him? Because when you make a bracha, that's what you should be thinking. And since that's what you should be thinking, do you know where to make a bracha, meaning where to break the bread? You should break the bread there where the bread has a quality that you didn't impart, where there's something that reminds you it's the Ribbono Shel Olam who provided us with this bread. Al kein shayach mizeh hamokem davka levarech hamoitzi. That's what Menashe ben Chizkiya was saying. Now, whereas you looked at the Gemara perhaps the first time, and he's asking a little question like a little boy, you know, how do you make a bracha on a piece of bread? Where do you break the bread? This is a huge question. What Menashe ben Chizkiya was asking Rav Ashi is, do you understand how when you make a bracha, you are going to be fully appreciative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the cause? Are you mereimem? Are you mereimem HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the spirit of a yikhuli truma? Are you mereimem HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being a lamaila lamaskil? Because that's what you should do when you break bread. You look at it and say, you know, there's a spot here that reminds me how thankful I have to be that it's all Him and not me. So it was that huge idea of Eira Chaim Lamaila Lamaskil that Menashe ben Chizkiya was drawing or pulling out of Rav Ashi. And that's the idea of Yichuli Truma. Lift me up above all things and remember me. Because I am above it all, meaning it's all in my hegemony. It's all because of me, Hashem says.